could you say just again, could you say who you are, what the campaign is, and where, what the website again is?
My name is Mustafa Truss. I'm a member of Bolivia Solidarity Campaign. And Bolivia Solidarity Campaign been established a couple of years ago to support the miners' strikes and plus to support the Cochabamba strike for the nationalization of the water and gas. Our aim is basically to give our full support to social movement in Bolivia. And we know that there's a big element of it in the social movement, which is the indigenous people. And we are asking people to follow Latin America quite closely, because right now what's going on in Latin America is absolutely amazing. If you look at Africa, civil wars, if you look at the Middle East, it is Islamic movement, but only the radical movement is right now coming from the Latin America. So we are asking people to give us our solidarity. We are not asking them to give us their pittance. Solidarity is the main our concern, and that's what we are after of it. And our contact, if you want to contact us, it is going to be Bolivia Solidarity Campaign, which is www.boliviasc.org.uk. We are having it tonight, a solidarity night with a Bolivian Solidarity Campaign. The reason people are here basically to show their solidarity with, you know, the Bolivian people, at the same time to raise some money for delegates, which is going to go to Bolivia on the 10th of April, and it's going to stay there for a week. The aim of the delegate is going to be basically to bring some facts from Bolivia to here, to basically make the, you know, the British public aware what's going on in reality in Bolivia. And this trip, it is actually nothing to do with any, you know, government support. That doesn't mean we are fully supporting, you know, any government or any organization in Bolivia. Our support is all only with, you know, Bolivian people. That is the reason we are going to Bolivia, and that is the reason we are going to go there to see NGOs, trade unionists, and different organizations to find out basically what is the next step in their struggle.
Okay, and who will be going, and what is it that they'll be able to achieve and bring back to the UK?
Roughly 10 people will gonna go to Bolivia. It might be a couple of more or less, but I'm sure at least it's gonna be 10. Most of the people are a member of the trade unionists, or they're somehow working in the, you know, the union as a rep or as a, you know, the chair and such as like that. And what we are trying to achieve basically, we are trying to find some links between us, people in Britain and people in Bolivia, what we are going through, and how we can, you know, find some links, some connection between us, and how we can join together to find a best way forward. That is going to be the aim of the, you know, the actually delegate. That is the first of the, you know, the, or we can say that that's the start of it actually. We are hoping that we can find some links with trade unionists, with social movement, with NGOs, to make this link quite strong and to make this delegation regular, such as, you know, maybe six months, twice per year, such as like that, or bring them over here to get some, you know, the first-hand news from the social movements. And that's not going to be the only the first and only, you know, delegation which is going to go to Bolivia.
And if anyone happens to have won the lottery this week, how could they help to send these delegates?
We are paying only £760 for tickets from here to Bolivia, because there is not any direct flight from here to Bolivia. So we need to go to first, you know, the, for instance, to France, and then from France to Caracas, and from Caracas we are going to fly to Bolivia. It is going to cost each of us £760. So we are paying that in our pocket. But obviously most of us there, we are working in public sector, we get quite low wage. So it is going to shake us in terms of the, you know, the financially to support ourselves. We are asking people to donate as much as they can. And this money is not going to go only to our, you know, the trip. Also it's going to, you know, support, you know, the campaign in United Kingdom to make people more aware of what's going on in Bolivia.
The event that's happening here tonight, what kind of stuff's been going on, and how many people? Is it going well?
Well, roughly, as I can notice, roughly more than 150 people around, and might be more, but, you know, that's my the guess. There are two or three different bands actually basically playing in here. We had a very nice, beautiful traditional dance and songs from Bolivia, from Bolivian people. And we are just trying to find some more link between the public and between the Bolivian Solidarity Campaign.
How's the situation in Bolivia at the moment with Evo Morales?
There is a huge hope in Evo Morales, and you know that many people, they call what's going on in Bolivia right now the third revolution. The first revolution was against the Spanish imperialism at the time of the 1718, and then miners strikers in 1952, and now the third, you know, the cycle of the revolution. Many people call it as a third revolution. Also, we fully support basically what's going on in Bolivia, but that doesn't mean, you know, there's a blank check for the, you know, the Evo Morales, because still many NGOs, many, you know, the independent campaigns, they have some doubts whether Evo Morales is going to achieve what he promised, and we are going to fully stand behind the public opinion that, you know, the gas, minerals and other things should be nationalized immediately. And it looks Evo Morales still, it is a bit, you know, far away what he promised.
Is Morales supportive to NGOs, for example, like Chavez in Venezuela is?
It is. We can say that definitely. As you can, as you have read from the newspapers or you noticed by through the, you know, the media, the first country he visited was Cuba and Venezuela. So that tells you something, basically. He's trying to find a strong link between Cuba, Venezuela and Bolivia. I actually support it fully. It is necessary today in Latin America or in any other part of the world to find, you know, allies and stick with your alliance. That's quite important. We are hoping that, you know, this alliance is going to go more deeply, and it's going to create actual difference on the ground, such as, you know, on the social, political, and plus, you know, financial side.
Is there a danger that activists in Bolivia will kind of ease up and relax, having got what would appear to be a sympathetic government, sympathetic to the aims of holding on to the gas resources? Is there a danger that people will stop fighting?
I don't think so. And maybe you have read on the newspapers last week, many NGOs and independent campaigners, they come together to just, you know, warn or to give some sort of advice to Morales, to say that since 2000 we lost 100 peoples in the fight against imperialism, and we are behind after this fight still. Whether you are, you know, here because of our support or not, that doesn't mean we are giving you a blank check. We are going to follow you, and we have got to make sure you are going to stand by your promise. And I don't think Evo Morales has a, you know, blank check from the Bolivian people. Well, we know that, you know, the Evo Morales is not a politician as the standard, you know, basically tell us what's, you know, the politician supposed to be, such as, you know, getting a degree or master, maybe PhD from, you know, the Chicago University and so on. He come from the grassroots, you know, the organization, from the trade unionist. But we know that he has a huge support of the country. And how much is going to basically be close to, you know, the NGOs and, you know, the social movement, that is the question. But indication so far we can see from Evo Morales that he's going to stick with, you know, the NGOs and the social movement, because that is the reason he is there. So if he cannot stand with NGOs and, you know, the social movement, then he's going to be fish out of the water. So that's going to basically, you know, dig his own, you know, grave. And I don't think he's going to make that big mistake. But we know that, you know, in Latin America, such as, you know, people like Lula, they did take a mistake. Basically, that doesn't mean, you know, Evo Morales 100% is going to stand what he said. But there is a, you know, fourth step, which is the social movement. And social movement is going to make difference. We are not expecting everything from Evo Morales, but social movement is going to definitely going to make a difference. Whether Evo Morales is present or not, that's absolutely, you know, nothing to do with, you know, the motivation of the social movement.
Just been watching upstairs some footage from Bolivia Indie Media, which I believe only started up 3 years ago or something. What kind of an impact has the presence of this independent media outlet made to getting information out of Bolivia?
It does make a big difference. Let me put like that. When people want to find out about something, they don't go to, you know, watch CNN or BBC or Fox News. because we know that what sort of news they're providing. Many people, they access the internet if they can, and then try to find, you know, the news from the independent, you know, the organizations or NGOs. So it does make a huge difference. Through the 2000 and 2005, a lot of things happened in Bolivia, and only maybe 5%, if I'm very optimistic, only 5% of the debt, you know, covered by the, you know, the big corporations such as BBC and CNN and Fox News. So many grassroots people, they don't rely anymore on the big corporations' news. They're relying on the small independent news organizations.
Would it be true to say that the people in Bolivia generally don't have access to the internet? So the people most likely to be looking at Bolivia Indymedia would be expatriate Bolivians working outside of Bolivia and finding out what's going on at home?
It is true, yes. Still, in Bolivia, many people cannot access the internet. That is true. But nevertheless, they don't rely on the, you know, the big corporations either. You know, they may watch the, you know, they may see CNN or, you know, BBC, but definitely they don't rely on it. And many people know that, you know, the main source of the news for big corporations goes from the, you know, the petite bourgeoisie, you know, the organizations or from the governments. So they don't rely on it because they know that what they have seen on the street, what they did on the street, but they show, they see absolutely something different on the, you know, the big corporations' news. And therefore they don't rely on it. So I'm sure in future, NGO organizations or, you know, the independent media such as, you know, Indymedia, it's going to make a big difference.
Do you know anything about the project to take computers over to provide access?
Many NGOs, social movements and trade unions, they ask us to bring over to Bolivia second-hand computers, second-hand mobile phones, any second-hand digital cameras, because these things are quite expensive in Bolivia, and NGOs, social movement and trade unions, they cannot afford to pay a lot of money. So we are asking people to donate their second-hand laptops if it's possible, because desktops are quite heavy to carry over there. That's laptops, mobile phones, digital cameras and so on.
And how can people find out more about it?
And you can reach the Bolivia Solidarity Campaign through the internet, which is www.boliviasc.org.uk. And if you would like to get into touch with Bolivia Solidarity Campaign, you should access the website.
That's wicked. Thanks very much.
Thank you.